This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hey, can you start up the thank you? You're so good. You're so good, Bryn. Bryn is a very calming force in my life, I must say. I look at the computer, I'm like, oh my God, what is happening?
Well, what's going on?
It's something to do with the automation when it runs all on its own. And so there were a whole bunch of things. They all said, will be skipped. I'm like, oh my God, don't skip
anything. What skipped?
don't skip anything.
We need those advertisers.
Yeah. It's just a very, it's frightening when you have literally 30 seconds. You look at the thing and go, I have no idea what's happening here. I need to figure this out. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday.
The two-minute warning.
Yes. And that's why we get in here one whole minute before
Alex
we
walks
start.
Out. Alex Hart is our overnight board op. And I go, hey, get back in that studio. You do not leave that studio until Sarah's butt is physically in there.
Yeah. Why?
Because that's the way I prefer.
That's okay. I prefer that too.
Don't
I'm always
just walk
like,
out.
Oh my God, what is
Don't
this?
Just walk out. Yeah. Stay there.
And then I'm starting to yell. I'm like, get Bryn in here fast on the double. Oh, it finally got here, you guys. Friday arrived. Just when you think it's never coming.
Oh my God.
It
I
comes.
I was telling Bryn that I woke up last night. It was still light out.
Oh my God.
And I freaked out. Oh. I jumped up. Oh my God. I'm late for work. And then John was already home. And I'm like, honey, what day is it?
Oh, my God.
I know.
The movie review happened.
Exactly.
I'm
That's
late
what
on
I
the
go
Friday.
Back to, the movie review.
Oh, my God.
He's like, no. It's still Thursday.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Good luck getting back to sleep after that.
Oh, I did.
Oh, good.
I know.
That's amazing.
It is.
Sometimes when I wake up, something jars you out of, then you're like, your heart's pounding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Can I possibly come down from this?
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh.
The adrenaline shot is,
mm-hmm.
is that's
too
the
much.
End. I just get out of bed. I've just ruined myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what all the routine is about. And that's why when your routine's screwed up, you find yourself doing things like having things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You go, I can't move around or change or do anything that upsets the balance or...
You know, I agree. And if I could just keep the schedule on the weekend, my life would be so much easier. But I swear to God, like I was thinking today on my way in, I'm like, you know what you should do? You should not take a nap today and you should go to bed at 7:30 like you always do. And then I thought, F that. I'm so bitter at my hours that I have to see midnight both nights or I feel like I failed the weekend. Oh, I sleep late. And then just sleeping in the morning, just like, I feel like it's the least I can do for myself.
Oh, it's great that you could do it.
Please.
I'm stoked if I sleep past 4.
Oh my God.
Like I'm like, all right, I slept in.
Woo.
Woo.
The most sleep I get is in the summer. On summer weekends.
Oh, really?
Because I'm not surfing. So I will find myself staying up till 10 or 11.
Oh my God, Vinny. It's actually dark when you go to bed?
And then, you know, sleeping till 7. Maybe I'll stay in bed till 8.
That must be great.
Maybe.
Oh boy.
But that's rare. But yeah.
Sometimes it just gets so hot, the heat of the day, just like it's noon, I'm still in bed.
Oh my God.
I'm like, God, I'm actually getting too hot to be in here anymore. I guess I gotta get up. I can hear the bustle of family life out on the other side. I'm like, oh, God.
Things happen.
I don't want anything
around
to do
here.
With that. I can hear my kid wailing on his guitar in his room 4 walls away. Yeah, I guess I should get up.
My buddy said his teens do what your teens do. And
which is what?
Sleep nonstop.
Oh, my
until
God. You can't believe how long
the
they'll sleep.
And I was talking to him, and him and I used to party till curfew, till the very last second, and then get up and go surfing every morning. We never.
What was curfew?
Like, well, whatever. It moved as we got older, but it was, 10, then 11.
Right.
In high school, I didn't get a. I actually had surprisingly strict parents, considering all the crap I got into.
Right.
So, I had a curfew even my senior year. I wasn't allowed to, come in at 1 in the morning.
Oh.
It just wasn't the deal.
My kid's 18 now, and I don't know what to do about the curfew thing. He wants to just. I'm like, I don't know. You're 18. Like,
it's about the car for my parents, and about the fact that I was a heavy drinker already. Oh. So for them, they were like, "You don't get to go do what you want."
Right.
We don't trust you.
You're underneath this roof.
Right.
Yeah. So. He seems like he's kind of got it together, but I do think that he's not doing himself any favors sleep-wise. I mean, I know that's exactly what I was up to: sleeping till 3 p.m., getting up, partying with my friends. Coming home whenever. But I do feel like, well, that's... And he wants, I can't get up. I'm like, well, maybe if you hadn't stayed up till 4. maybe that.
Well, on the other hand, life's going to...
I know.
It's going to kick his ass. To him, and real life will be on Stranger Things. This is not a spoiler alert, but there's a moment where the daughter's talking to her mom. And her mom's like, life's hard. Life will keep kicking you and kicking you and kicking you, and that's life. And you either keep fighting, and they're having this mother-daughter talk. But I was thinking, when you finally leave and have to pay bills and have to work, and no matter how easy you think people have it, they've struggled, and they've had to put up with countless things they didn't want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you got to do this other thing that you don't want to do.
Right.
And all the things you want to do, that's for when you're a kid. And that's part of why I'm just like, go have a summer.
That's what I'm saying. So you let him sleep, because his time's going to come. Your time is going to come. What's that song?
Your time is going to come. Yes, it is. It is.
Haven't we talked about stories? Vinny, you've done stories where... teens require a lot more sleep.
They do.
Well, but they deny themselves a lot more sleep, too.
True. Like, but 18, he's almost over his teens.
I know. And he's, he's a good kid, and he worked hard to graduate, and it was hard for him. And, what's horrible is, like, this summer he doesn't have a lot going on, and he's, going to travel and do a couple things. But I do feel like...
What? I don't hear you. You're not saying anything.
I know. She's trying to figure out the words to say it.
I know. I want to say it in the nicest way possible, but it's just, I won't even say it. I shouldn't even, I was thinking this to myself earlier today too, that like, I shouldn't talk about what he's up to, and he should just be able to go do his own thing without his mother telling all this stuff on the air.
All right. I'll ask you something else.
All right. What is it?
What happened regarding... your thing yesterday with the insurance. Did John figure out the banking? And remember they stole from you?
Yes. So he gets them on the phone and they're all...
Wait, tell the situation for people that didn't hear it.
I woke up yesterday morning and literally a minute before I left for work, because I have this alarm that goes off at 4:35. Like, you got to go get in your car and go. That's when you go. Because otherwise, sometimes I get sucked into something I'm reading online and I'm like, oh my God, it's 10 minutes past when I'm supposed to leave. So I have this alarm. So I just randomly go and just check my bank balance, make sure, because I have a big bill that comes mid-month, and I want to make sure the money's in there for that. And I look, and it's zero. I have zero balance. I'm like, oh, my God! What is happening? And I look, and it's... I had this term life insurance policy that we got when my kids were... Actually, I think we got it when I was pregnant with my first kid. So 20-year term life insurance.
Dang.
And we decided at this 20th year... we were going to let that one lapse because they go, oh, you can have it again, but it's, $7,000 for John and $5,000 for you a year. I'm like, nah, we'll see if we can find a better. And we're in the process with a whole other company.
Around,
we're trying to get another insurance policy. This is a lot of information. So somewhere in the correspondence with the old guys, we must have not checked the box that said surrender the, we're done with you. So they auto paid. They took $12,000 out of my account yesterday.
Well, hold on. I think that all that paperwork is written in a way that does lean you towards making the mistake of staying with them. That's in every...
They're hoping that you're...
Contract writers do that on... That's how you stay with Netflix or Amazon or get re-signed up for LifeLock or whatever it is.
But to grab that kind of money out, like, I literally... I mean, I have overdraft protection. It dipped it, but it jumped into my savings to take that money out. And, you know, if I hadn't had that, I would have bounced like four checks, including this one major one that I make every month. I was like, oh my God, what happened? So I look, and it's this insurance company. And so John gets on the phone with them. And the guy, he said, the guy was so condescending. Well, if you'd read your paperwork.
Yeah, you know. You.
And he goes, looks like you'll be able to get a full refund. And John's like, you're damn right I'm getting a full refund. You know, there should at least be a notice that they're going to take 12 grand out of your checking account. I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
So how long did it take, the whole process?
Well, we wound up having to do a bunch of paperwork, and it's going to be weeks before we get the money back. They take it, and they have it 1 minute later, but you don't get it for 10 business days or whatever it is. Oh, my God. But I swear to God, I was having a heart attack, and it just, like, grinds on you. Like, I'm trying to be in here and be present. You know, that's my goal every day, like, listen to everything that gets said, pay attention. Like, you know, these 4 hours are you know, they're precious to me.
Yes.
When my brain gets its workout for the day.
And your bank account gets that money.
Oh, my God. So he was on the phone. I finally called him, I think, around, I don't know, whatever, after the 8:30 break. So 10 minutes to 9 or whatever. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to freak you out, but here's what's going on. He's like, I'm on it. So he made a million phone calls, and he was just finishing up when I got home yesterday.
Wow.
I know. And then he had to print out all this stuff, and we had to, you know, sign all this stuff. And, It's just the hoops you have to jump through.
To get your money back.
Right. And he was like, well, listen, if they had said we were getting anything less than 100% of it back, I'd just start a dispute with the bank, I guess, can help you too.
Sure.
But that takes just as long.
You got a good partner there, though. He got right
God.
On
I
it.
Know.
And that's
well,
a good
he knows.
Thing.
He knows I can't God. Handle a lot. Right. I really, really can't.
Well, that's... Yeah.
Like, I was losing my mind.
I have the same sort of must do now, have to. Totally distracted now, can't.
And there's nothing I could really do about it here. You know, I wasn't going to call during the 6 minutes we have.
Well, that's the thing. I find myself going, can I get this done?
I know.
Commercial, but what do I got? There's Taylor Swift and 5 commercials. Can I do that?
Yeah, that's about 6 minutes.
I'm with you.
It's a no.
I think twice yesterday I went in the office to go do something personal on the computer. And I went, we're in the song already. Oh, man.
I know. Once the song hits, we all sort of like reassemble, get ready.
I think I can pee, though. All right. I'll run
and
for
sometimes
that.
I forget. And then so you guys are talking. I'm like, oh, I can't wait any longer. It's been 2 hours. Let me go run and do that.
Right.
I know. I feel you. But good thing he got that done.
I know.
Yeah,
well,
John.
John is he's the best. And it's you know, I mean, I know myself pretty well, and I hear myself like reiterating that, like I'm telling him as though he's the offender, you know, like, and then they took this money and they were, he's like, yep. Mm-hmm. He's just so good. He's so patient with me.
That's good.
I'm lucky. I'm a very, very lucky person.
Which is why
I have life insurance, because if my luck runs out, he's, you know, listen, people, term life, do it. Not these universal whole life policies.
If
my luck runs out, I'm going to need an insurance policy.
As she looks
up, wallowing.
And there's the piano falling from the skyscraper under her head.
Run!
Oh, no.
I meant by my luck running out, his luck running
out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sometimes I stay up at night thinking about that when I...
So, and it's funny because as I'm driving home, I had a date with my sister-in-law. We went up to the Hyde House in Napa to look for leather.
Uh-huh.
Thank
How was
you.
It?
Good. But I was like, I'm like, I'm going to cancel that if we don't have this resolved. Like, I can't have that on my mind and leave. But he had it all set, and he goes, hey, you want to go to Michael's? And I look at my watch. I'm like, yes.
Sourdough.
Yeah, I went to Michael's Sourdough. On Thursday, they have French dip. So we got that.
Ooh.
I know. Yeah. I know. It was delicious.
Well, now we're all hungry. Thanks a lot.
We should do an order next week.
Oh, for Michael's?
Yeah, I'll talk to... what's the...
Yole.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
She's nice.
She's great. I haven't been in there in a while either. I was like, oh, it's good to be home. But then we went up to that.
Home this, is a sandwich shop
it
for
is.
You.
You are not kidding. Oh, my God, man.
They make that me or my the Michael's Craft the way I want. Store.
Yeah, actually, that too. All the Michaels. I like them all. But we went to the Hyde House, and that place is just, it's almost too much.
Is it a warehouse?
It is. Mm. And it's freaking enormous. So finally, we're looking around for a while, and I'm like, we need help. I need someone to walk
guidance.
Me through. Like, it's yeah. just, you, honest to God, you can't, it's like being in a humongous library of cow hides and bison hides
Does
and sheep
smell?
Hides. Yeah, it smells great. It smells like leather. It's crazy.
Tannery.
Yeah. I don't know if they do it on site or anything. And actually, I'm in the main thing, or what I think is the main thing, and I'm looking through, and I'm like, oh, this is... And, but they only do, like, the whole huge pieces of hide. I guess there's a few places you can get smaller ones. But, you know, a hide is enormous. It's, like, 60 square feet.
Oh, wow.
They're freaking huge. So I don't really need that much of... I want to get several things that are, you know, smaller, so I have a variety of things to choose from. And plus, storing leather, it's insane. Like, you know... Blah, blah, blah.
You don't have a room dedicated
I don't.
To your
I don't. And it's funny because
material.
Even
it'll
as
be
we,
next month, they're going to move out the studio and put the
We talk about that
there.
All the time, that if only we, because if we had a huge central work table, you could roll those things out and take what you needed from them. It's just hard to handle leather. They're humongous. So anyway, I'm going through and I'm looking. I'm like, okay, there's some stuff in here. I turn the corner and there's like this little outside space. And then there's a whole nother humongous warehouse. I go... It's overwhelming. I want to buy the two pieces that I picked here, and I got to get out of here. I can't.
And you could think about it and always go back.
Right. They just have. I mean, basically, if you were looking to upholster a couch, that would be in leather. Mm-hmm. That's where you would go. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm like, you know what? I want some scraps, really. You know, it was insane. But such nice people there too, like super helpful and just kind. Peter, shame. Peter from the Hyde House, who's, you know, calm my ass down. Okay, we'll get you this. And what are you looking for here? All right, great.
You tell him what you do as far as making the purses and
well,
stuff?
Well, yes. I go, you know, we just use leather as accent pieces, and I make little wallets and stuff. Oh, my God. It's just a lot. I'd never been to a place like that before.
But I thought you go to a tannery all the time.
I go to Tandy all the time. But it's one room, and for each type of thing, they've got, you know, six or seven choices. It's totally right up my alley. I go in, I'm like, oh, I like this, I like that, pull a few things. But this place was just, it's insanity. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Like, you can't believe, and the colors. I was like, holy crap, you can get neon yellow leather.
Wow.
Who knew?
Well.
Pure gold leather.
Good thing that's not widely available.
Yeah.
Neon yellow leather.
I know. Well, it was right next to the neon lime and the
it,
neon I pink. I mean, I was like, wow, I could make a leather bikini out of this for Miami.
Or my fanny pack, yeah.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Because I've had this curiosity before. See, and I'm sure it's going to make our vegetarian friends vomit everywhere.
It's
I'm not trying
has,
to.
Yeah.
But like a tannery like that, since we're eating a million cows a day
sure
as a country, all that should go to use, right?
Absolutely. I mean, to me, I feel like use every part, right?
Like when someone says, oh, I'm anti-leather, the animals were hurt for that, I think, well, but they're being
eaten.
We farm them for food yeah. at a rate that's actually changed our atmosphere.
Right.
Why wouldn't we use the leather even more?
Right.
Then, but is the case that they don't, that's different?
No. These are the cows that we've eaten. I'm sure of it. You know how I'm sure?
I don't know if you are.
I am.
I think you're guessing.
I'm guessing, and I'm sure. There were so many cows in this place that there's no way they're skinning cows and letting that meat go. There's just no way. These are absolute, I'm sure, at a abattoir where they butcher that thing up. They are taking the skin off and selling it to tanneries. 100%.
I got my eye on you.
100%.
Okay.
There's just no way it could be anything else.
I can't imagine
that they would discard those hides when they can make a freaking $500.
But maybe they need to be handled
one.
Differently than a hide that's for an... Again, I know this is gross and you're probably wanting to vomit and you're going, guys, it's 6 a.m. Mm. But it came up. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that, because it seems to me if those hides are from animals that have fed people, then that's a good thing.
Sure.
Right.
I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I just don't see how it could be any other way.
I would think they would be able to sell that to a tannery.
Yeah.
And that would be part of whatever the price of a cow is.
More money, more money.
Yep.
In your pile, Vinny, there is a cow story.
Oh.
So you'll have to find it or I'll reprint it.
I like cows.
Don't kill the cows on the air, please.
I'm already going to barf.
It's funny.
For the hide.
Because we took a couple pictures while we were there. And we put them up. I have a Slappy Stuff Instagram, which is, you know, so I don't bother people with my purse making unless they ask for that. But the first comment on it is this real? I'm like, yeah, it's real. Yes. Leather is a thing. Like, I felt like, what do I say to you? Yes.
It's real.
Sorry. It is real. Thank you, David, after dentist.
Oh, cute photo. That's adorable.
See Peter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's cute.
He is cute.
He was nice.
Oh, there it is.
He was friendly.
Oh, you found the cow story?
Yeah.
All right. KLSE HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. What's going to happen here, Brinny? Oh, I guess this first
one. I'm giving you a choice between two songs. You can choose whatever you want.
All right. I'm going to choose this other one. I hear the first one all
the
time.
Get a good one.
All right.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a cursor, so I guess maybe I'm going to have to choose.
Using the wrong mouse?
Yep.
About that.
No problem. All right, here we go. Friday, here we come.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.